Our scripture reading for this morning is from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verses 14 through 18. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified about him, crying out, "This is the one of whom I said, 'He who comes after me is greater than me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. As the law was given through Moses, so grace and truth came into being through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. God, the only Son, who is at the Father's side, has made God known." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. In my family, one of our Christmas traditions was we would always gather together and go to the midnight service, candlelight service at our church every Christmas Eve. And as we would gather, we would sing the songs and the carols that you would expect to sing. We would end in silent night, and everybody would raise their candles up, and my dad would get mad because I dripped candle on his pants or his shoes or something. And we always kept trying to bump each other to see if we could get the candle to go out for my sister standing next to me. And we would leave from church that night, and we would go home. And see, the last thing we would do before we went to the church was we'd plug the tree in. And so when we came home, nothing else in the house was on except the Christmas tree. And there's one little ornament that we always hang in a prominent place. And it's a little manger scene, but the doors are closed. Well, on Christmas Eve, after we get back from church, one of us is picked to get to open the doors to our little manger ornament. And then one of us gets to put the little hand-carved olive wood Jesus in the manger of the Nativity that's at the base of the tree. We light the Christ candle on the Advent wreath that we have on our kitchen table. And we open up the family Bible and we read the Gospel of Luke, the story of Jesus' birth. And I've always felt like it's that moment every Christmas that I truly felt the beauty, the moment of Christmas, the story of God coming down for us. There's these moments, I feel like, in each of our lives where the story of the Word becoming flesh and living among us becomes real for each of us. Because the stories that you hear at Christmas, stories of angels and shepherds, of wise men and announcements from heaven and dreams, these are stories that happened over 2,000 years ago. And yet still, I feel like God still makes them real to each and every one of us. Because when we would read the gospel stories about the birth of Jesus, it was more than just a bedtime story. It was more than just a retelling of something that happened thousands of years ago. It was an announcement that God was born to us even now today, just as much as he was thousands of years ago. And the story would become real, and it would become the best story that you could ever tell. And what I've always loved about the stories that we read around Christmas is how much the arrival of Jesus changed everybody that we were reading about. Shepherds that were out in their fields at night all of a sudden came and looked upon God. And when they saw the face of that baby, all of a sudden they became the evangelists that sent forth, that went and told the story of what the angels had said and what they had seen at that manger. And the stories start in a couple of the Gospels, in Matthew and Luke, with these stories of a man and a woman, both in these very difficult points in their lives, Mary and Joseph. And yet, somehow God has chosen them and has lifted them up, this poor and outcast family, and turned them into the blessed ones that get to hold and raise and teach the Son of God. The story changes everybody that encounters God. And that's what I've always felt like when we read the story, is this is more than just a story that we read, but when the Word becomes flesh and lives among us here today, just as much as thousands of years ago, that the story changes us as well. And I feel like almost we can see a small part of ourselves in each one of the characters of the stories that we read. Just like the wise men, we try to do our best and we head in the direction that God has sent us to go, but sometimes we have to ask for directions. And just like the shepherd, sometimes we're busy off doing something else and yet calls us to come and to see and to tell the story of something special. Sometimes, like Mary and Joseph, God appears to us and speaks to us and asks us to take a step out on faith that doesn't really seem like it'll lead anywhere for months and months at a time. And yet when we experience the promise of God being fulfilled, it amazes and lifts up our souls. Because this is the story of a God who comes down for us, who saw us in the state, in the condition that we were in, and decided to become just like us, that we could see him, feel him, and touch him. And that story, and that light that we read about, lives in each and every one of us. And I think what's so beautiful about our Advent candles that we light around this time of year, the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love, is there more than just candles that brighten our sanctuary, but it's the very presence of God that we feel within our souls. We become the lights of Advent that go out into the world. We become the shepherds that go and tell the story of Jesus. We become the angels that make a pronouncement of a gift and a person and a baby that is born that changes everything. We become the very best of ourselves when we encounter a God who has come down for us. So how will we be changed at Christmas? How will we be changed as we move through this story and remember the day that God became real for us, the day that the story became more than just a bedtime story, but a story that changes our lives and has the potential to change our communities and this world? How can we go out and be better shepherds? How can we go out and to be better angels? How can we go out to be better caretakers of the story, of the news, of the light and the life of God that lives within each and every one of us as we go forth to tell the world? Because when God came down, he came down to live in the midst of each and every one of us. In our lives today, just as much as 2,000 years ago. And he shows us the very best of ourselves. Because when God comes down for us, our lives become intertwined with him. And we have a new story, the best story of Jesus born to us, a king this day in the city of Bethlehem, but also here in the city of Alabaster, as we go forth and we tell that story as we live as ones in which the story has become real. The very best story, as we become the very best of ourselves, because we have a God that lives within us. Will you pray with me this morning? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. Lord, we give you thanks for your light. Lord, we give you thanks for your word that has become flesh and dwelt among us. Because we have seen your glory. Lord, we have seen your grace and your truth. Because you were born into our midst. We have received grace upon grace, the truth that has come through you. And it is said that we have never seen God, but Lord, we have seen you, because you became a God in which we could hold and touch and speak to and see. Allow your story to become more real for us than it has ever been before. Allow us to become better shepherds. Allow us to become better angels. Allow us to become better children of your kingdom, that others might come to know your hope, your peace, and your joy, and your love. Allow us to become the best of ourselves, because you are with us. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.